Damien Devaney, I suppose any day you score 3-17 and beat Monaghan in an Ulster semi-final is a good day. Your girls were fantastic this evening.
Yeah, definitely, actually they were fantastic from start to finish, you know, particularly in the first half, playing against that breeze. You know, it was a very strong breeze and they just worked incredibly hard. And you know, Maxie made a good point at half time, you know, that we just don't die a death in the second half and we just plays if the scoreboard's back to 0-0 and drive on and get the same level performance. And the few girls that came off the bench ended well as well, so it was great.
Damien, suppose when you look at the first half, you look at the first 10 minutes, it was a cagey affair because both teams are feeling each other out a wee bit, and suppose getting the goal was a big one. It kind of was a bit of a boost for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Ulster football's like that, you know, it's going to be cagey in the first 10 minutes no matter what, men, women, whatever it is, like, and a semi-final as well, an awful lot at stake. And you know, Monaghan, I think we're going for their 11th or 12th Ulster final in a row, and we're hoping to put back-to-back Ulster championship there, so an awful lot at stake, and just sound each other out. And then thank God our girls picked it up a couple of gears and drove on them.
I suppose goals won games, and that's the old cliche, but you got three of them in the first half, I suppose, and really getting at half time with that lead, it was a good place to be.
Yeah, exactly. The main thing, as I say, the main thing was just keeping it going and just keeping that, you know, you want to keep that intensity up. You know, you don't want to fall flat in the second half and maybe just drag yourself over the line and then have to pick it up again for next week. So we're delighted that we were able to put two good halves of football together and puts us in a good place then going into the final next week.
I know by speaking to some of the girls last year, a lot of hurt after the Mayo game. He's got back on the horse again, he's done okay in the league, but it's all about championship for you.
Yeah, oh well, you know, we've made that point from the start of the year, it's all about championship this year. You know, the league, we got everything we wanted out of the league, you know, a couple of players that have come through and performed very well. You saw Sarah G in there with a great score in the first half, you know, Olive's come in there, you know, there's so many, there's 4 or 5 that came in today that we found in the league and they've done a great job themselves, and that's what we wanted out of the league, and it's come good, and it's all about the championship now.
Strength and depth to your panel. Eilish Ward back again, Kate Kinney came on as well. Suppose important to see those girls back, and it's important to have that level of experience on the bench as
yeah,
well.
Exactly. For Kate Kinney, it's a massive day for her. You know, she did the cruciate in the league final last year, so she's out a year there in May, so for her to come back in today now and get up to the pace of a game again for them last few minutes that she was in, it's fantastic. And again, the squad makes the squad bigger again. And Tress McCafferty too, you know, was fantastic. She's just back from a long time out with a concussion, so it's fantastic for them girls to be able to come back in, and shows the effort they put in when they were out.
How difficult was it keeping momentum after the league finished? He's finished up at the end of April, and suppose championship not now to June, so hard.
Yeah, that's a long wait, and that was one of the factors I thought last year when they got beat by Mayo, was the long delay, you know, between the end of the Ulster final and the All-Ireland quarter final. It was 7 or 8 weeks, and it was something similar here. But no, we just kept trading away, and a couple of weekends where we put in double shifts and stuff like that there. And you know, Maxie's done some of the stuff Maxie's brought to the table there is unbelievable. The amount of effort that man goes is stand clear, so it's been fantastic. So the standards haven't been let go back, it's just all going forward.
Exciting times now, another Ulster title hopefully coming into the county. It's suppose all attention to that. It's Armagh in the final. We've played Armagh a number of times, so tell me, what do you know about them?
Well, they're another good side. You know, we played them in the Ulster semi-final last year and just crawled over the line by a couple of points after going in at 8 down at half time. So we were at the game last week, and they've very good forwards, you know, Amy Mack and Caroline Hanlon in the middle of the field. You know, they have a real strong team, and it'll be a real good tough game again, and hopefully if we can get the few knocks in that right now, get everybody fresh again for next week, you know, we'll put in a good week now, and it's exciting to look forward to it.